Okay, this week's Parshias, double, Acharemos and Kedoshim. Says in Parshias Acharemos, Vedaber Hashem, beginning of the 18th parak, Vedaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber Ben Yisrael, Vemar Taleim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Kamaisa Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Shavtim Molosa. So Hashem's commanding us not to follow the actions of the Mitzrayim, that we're sitting there, we are dwelling there. And also, Kamaisa Eretz Kanan, Asher Ani Mevi Eskem Shem Elosasu. Nor should we do follow the actions of the Kananim, where we are headed towards, in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi over here says, Kamaisa Eretz Mitzrayim, Magid, She Maaseim Shel Mitzrayim, Vishel Kananim, Mekukali Mikola Umos. That the actions of the Mitzrayim and the Kananim, they're worse than any other nation. They are the worst of the worst. And not only that, but also makom sheyashu bo Yisrael, makul kal min hakol. And also the places where we dwelt, i.e. Mitzrayim and then later Canaan, were also the worst of the worst. So Rav Yerucham Lubavitz, the Sefer Das Torah, asks the Pashat a question. He says, why did Hashem do that? He says, of all the places in the world, why did Hashem Dafka bring us to the worst of the worst? The most makulkal, Mitzrayim, Canaan. He couldn't find any better place to bring us? The question he has. So he answers based on Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara asks, why was Har Sinai called Har Sinai? Lama Nikra Har Sinai? And the Gemara answers, Ki Yarda Sina L'Umas Olam. Because it was at Har Sinai that hatred came to the Goyim. And the Goyim began to really hate us. Now the Sinai is less than the Sina, hatred. So, what's this simple pshat? Simple pshat, you'll say, well, because jealousy. You know, we got the Torah at Har Sinai, they didn't, so they're jealous of us, etc. So then they started hating us. However, Yerucham says a deeper idea. He says that we notice that in the world, there always has to be a balance. There has to be a proper balance, most specifically, a proper balance between good and evil. And Tuma and Tahara. In other words, wherever there's an extra element of Tuma or Kedusha or Tahara, to balance that there has to be a similar amount of as Tuma as well. I saw once Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, he gave a Hesber. He explains, you know, you see, it used to be in the old days, you know, there was this tremendous tuma in the world. There's black magic. You know, we read about Avodah Zara and things going on. But we don't have that today. He says, what's pshat? So he says, the answer is very simple. He says, because now, in those days, we also had Nevi'im. Right? We had Nevi'im. And to balance the Nevi'im, right, meaning what? He says, it's all in the need, you know, free choice. Because if there would be Nevi'im, everybody sees, the Navi says this, and it happens, that's it. How can you not believe? In order to give free choice to people, there has to be a balance. It's all in you know, free choice. In order to be free choice, there has to be a balance so that now people could say, oh yeah, well, this guy can do it also. This is a magic. So it's not clear anymore. Nowadays, we don't have Nevi'im. So nowadays, we don't have the black magic either. It's like it goes together because it has to be balanced. You know, it's a balance to give free choice. So therefore, the more the Kedusha, the more the Tuma. So too, therefore, he says, that this is the hatred, the tuma, of the goyim. In other words, whenever we're in the vicinity of the goyim, so Mela, since we are kodesh, we have kedusha, we got an extra amount of this at Har Sinai, we got the Torah even. So the more kedusha, the more tuma. Mela, that's pshat of yarda sina luma solum. That's why they really started hating us, really at Har Sinai even more, because we had an extra amount of kedusha. So to counterbalance that, there's the extra amount of tuma as well. So it comes out that it's this hatred of the goy against the Jew is not like, you know, the hatred of, say, one nation against the other. Two nations hate each other, they go to war or whatever, but if they can work things out, then they're friends again. It can't be with us, right? Because the better we are, and the more kaddish we are, the mele has to be balanced. The goy hate us even more, and they're worse. Their interactions get even worse, because there always has to be this balance. So therefore, it's not a logical type of hatred, it's not it's beyond logic. It's just the way of the world in order to keep this balance. There's a very interesting story that the Kloisenberger Rebbe tells over, told over, it's not alive anymore, that Yosef, as you know, was the Sanza Rav, and he Kiryat Sanz, and he started Kiryat Sanz in Netanya. He was a survivor of the Holocaust, and in the Holocaust, his wife, and I think about 10 children, all died in the Holocaust. He was the only one to survive from his family. So he told over the story, incident that happened to him in the Holocaust. Said that he was in the camp. This camp, he was, he said, we were put into a room with 42 people, and a cramped a little room. He says, and in 2 weeks, out of those 42 people, there's only two left. Me and another guy. Everybody else died of plague and starvation, sickness, whatever. In two weeks, 40 died. There's just two left. Me and another guy, he says. So he says one night came home from their hard, you know, days of backbreaking labor, where they didn't sleep in beds. We had to sleep on the floor with all the mice and the maggots and everything running around us. And those were our conditions. And we were lying there on the floor, and just me and this other guy. So I sat and he says to, you know, we started a conversation. So I said, you know, who are you? Are you Jewish? So he says to me, Jewish? Of course I'm Jewish. What kind of a question is that? What am I doing here if I'm not Jewish? So he says, what did you do before you got here? He says, what did I do? He says, you don't recognize me? He says, I was the president of the National Bank in Hungary. He said, my name is on the currency. If you look in the currency of Hungary, you'll see my picture on it. Right? I'm the president of the National Bank. So he says, wow, and you're Jewish? You know, I never thought a Jew would, you know, be the president of the Hungarian National Bank. So he says, no. He says, you're not Jewish? I don't understand. And a second ago, I asked if you're Jewish, and you said, of course. And now I'm asking if you're Jewish. He said, I'm not. What's wrong? He goes, well, I was Jewish, but I became a Goy. I converted. I became a Goy. So he says, okay. So now the Rebbe starts seeing who he's dealing with here, Meshumad, you know. So, fine. So he started to, start the conversation. And he says, tell me something. Are you married? So are you married? So he says, yeah. I'm married to a Shiksa, you know, non-Jew. So he says, okay. And tell me something. Did you have a good marriage? He says, of course I have a good marriage. I gave my wife whatever she wanted. So he says, I don't understand. You gave your wife whatever she wanted. So how come she's not here? Where is she? She says, what do you mean, where is she? Why should she come to this Gehenna? So Rebbe says, I don't know. I always thought a wife, you know, should, you know, be by the side of her husband and be behind him and supportive and whatever and be with him no matter what, you know, and she just let you come here by yourself. So he says, yeah, well. Anyway, so that was like the discussion that first night, and then they fell asleep. That was that. Next day, got up early. He says, you know, backbreaking labor, another day. Fine. So then they came back the next day, and that night, and again he started the conversation. So he says to him, "Tell me something. Did you do anything positive for the your country, Hungary?" She says, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?" He says. When I took over as the president of the bank, he says, the currency in Hungary was worth nothing. And I, by myself, built the currency up until it became mamish, something of real value, and boosted up the country's economy and everything. I did it single-handedly, everything. So he says, wow. And he says, this is what you get for all of that. And here you are in these conditions, you know, that's the thanks you get. So he says, Rebbe, what are you doing? Why are you making me all upset? What? So he said, and he says, and you, Rebbe, how come you're here? So that's a different story, right? I never did anything for my country. I never even gave him a cup of water. And I'm just some old Jew poor person. They don't care. They just hate me. And therefore they threw me in here. But you, President of the National Bank, built the economy of the country and everything. That, I said, I don't understand. How could you be here? So he says, tell me something. Next question. Children, you have any children? He goes, yeah, I have three children. One of them's a doctor, one of them's a lawyer, one's a big businessman, whatever. So then you had a good relationship with your kids? He says, are you kidding me? Gave them whatever they wanted, educated them, you know, put them through college, everything. So he says, then where are they? Where are they? And he says, well, what do you mean, where are they? I mean, you know, they didn't come and, you know, escort you, bring you here, whatever, come with you. says, no. He says, I don't know. You know, usually kids go with their parents. You know, they care about their parents. They're in love with them to the kever. You know, they didn't want to come with you. So he says, Rebbe, he says, what are you doing? Why are you saying these things to me? He was all upset. Anyways, so he said that was that night. They went to sleep. Next morning, back to work. That night, came back again. And all of a sudden, the man says to the Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, the whole day I was thinking about our discussions these last couple of nights, and I realized that you're 100% right. Everything you said was true, right? I feel terrible. I wasted my life. You know, everything for my country is for nothing, and my wife for nothing, and kids and everything, and I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have converted to become a goy and everything. I feel terrible. I shouldn't have done all that. Rebbe, you're right. Okay, Rebbe heard, and that was that. He said, the fourth night, he says, I wanted to, you know, strike up a conversation again. He says, but I couldn't. He said, the man didn't show up the fourth night. He was no longer amongst the living. He didn't make it through. And he says, at least I had the, you know, schus of, you know, that this person, who knows where he was headed in the, what levels of Gehinna he was headed to, and now Baruch Hashem, the next day before he died, he had charata, and he, you know, felt bad at what he did, so maybe I helped him out a little bit. So we see from this idea, this Rav Zilberstein, you know, once said the story over to a group that they, these photographers from the army, they wanted to, they asked Shiloh, they wanted to photograph like really gruesome things on the battlefield, people being killed and blood and everything, and publicize it so people should know, you know, what's going on over here in the country. So they wanted to know whether they should do it, because on the other hand, if the other soldiers see it, it will take down their morale and this and that. Anyway, so he said, if it's going to help, you know, explain to the world, and it'll stop a certain amount of anti-Semitism in the world and save even one life, it's worth it. But he said, but Lamaisa, bottom line is, it's probably ain't going to do anything. Because the goyim hate us no matter what. You can explain from today and tomorrow, it's not going to do anything. And he says, let me tell you the story. And he showed him, here's the guy, you know, the banker, what he did for the country. And it's all meaningless. Yeah, they don't care a darn, right? So according to what we said, the explanation is simply because Kedusha and Tuma, and you can't get away from it. We're Kaddish. As a result, you have to have a balance. The Tuma, the goyim, the hatred is there. It's in nature, and it's nothing you can do. It's no logical explanation, as we said. So therefore, it says, Rabbi Yeruchim, to answer the question that we started with, why did Hashem bring us to these terrible places? Is Hashem didn't bring us to these terrible places. We made these places terrible. The Melech, wherever we go with the Kedusha, the Tumah has to follow. So we came, we brought the Kedusha to Eretz Mitzrayim, so Melech had to be Tumah in Eretz Mitzrayim. We came to Eretz Canaan with the Kedusha, so the Tumah has to go up in Eretz Yisrael. Wherever we are, we bring the Tumah to keep this balance. It's not Hashem brought us to these places, we created these places to be the way they are. That's the way it is. It's interesting though, using this theory, that the opposite is therefore also true, right? The more Kedusha and Kaddish we are, brings the, as we said, the more hatred and Tumah the goyim. And therefore, the less Kaddish we are, and the less, you know, we bring out this Kedusha, so too, the Tumah level goes down as well. There's less Tumah. And in fact, it's a very interesting Rashi in Megillas Eicha, Ramash says this. It says here in the Pasuk, Shamuki Nenchani, Eimenachemli, Koivai Shamurasi, all my enemies heard my bad, Sasu, and they were happy, Kiata Sisa, because Hashem, you did it. What's pshat that you did it, Hashem? Listen to this Rashi. Ata garamtali shehem sonim oti. Hashem, you caused it that they hate me. It's your fault. Why? Shehiv dal tani, because you separated me. Mima chalam umimishteyam. We eat different than the goyim. We drink different than the goyim. Umitchatznanvam, and we are not allowed to marry with them, etc. Right? Im nitchatanti behem. If we would be able to marry them, hayum rachamim alai val bnei benatayim. Right? Then they would have rachman and hatanas and our children, because they'd be their children as well, and things would be different. So we see this idea that lemais, if we would, you know, be like the goyim, less kedusha dick. So Mela, there'd be less hatred, etc. So, because as it goes hand in hand. However, something bothered me with this idea, and this and that is the famous saying of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Right? Everybody knows the famous saying of Rav Chaim Volozhin, who said that if a Jew doesn't make Kiddush, then a Goy makes Havdalah. Seems to contradict this whole idea, right? It means that if a Jew, right, isn't Kadosh, doesn't make Kiddush, so then when we go down level, so Mela, the Goy makes Havdalah. They hate us, they hate us. Quite worse thing, it's totally the opposite. It's when we become greater, that's when they make up, that's when they hate us. But if we, as we said, come down in levels, and we're not so high, so Mela, so they're not so Tamedic either. They hate us less. But that's not what Rav Chaim said. He says the opposite. If we don't make Kiddush, then go and make some dal. So what's pshat? So I think the answer is very simple. That what Rav Yeruchim says, 100%, okay, the higher levels we go, the higher tumah, the higher, more hatred, etc. When we fall, the tumah falls as well. They don't hate us so much, and there's less hatred, and less tumah. That's also true. However, there's a limit. Right? It doesn't just keep going down and down. And the more, tummy we get, then the even better that they're going, the less tumah they get. There comes a point where Hashem has to say, hey, Ad Kan, I can't let this continue anymore. Right? You're getting so low that you're starting to intermarry and becoming mamish one with the goyim. So I have to stop this, or else there's going to be no more Jews in the world, right? So what does Hashem have to do? He has to cause, they say it's like a breaker switch, right? It's getting too, we're getting too comfortable with the goyim. Then Hashem says, Ad Kan, he has to break it, and he has to make the goyim hate us. The classical example, Rav Dessler brings out, is the Holocaust. Right? The time of the Holocaust was the greatest level of assimilation. Right? We were very chummy, the goyim, everything fine, great, we're really close to them. Hashem said, whoa, it's getting too chummy over here, I have to break it. So then they hated us. Right? They started for no reason, no logical reason, the goyim, that's if the Jew doesn't make Kiddush, the goyim has to make. Now, there has to be a minimal amount of Kedusha. If we go to too low a level, then it has to be this breaker switch to stop it. Right? As we see it, that there are countries, in America, that there's you don't see so much in anti-Semitism. Why? Because we're like the guy, we eat with them, we marry them, we there. Okay, everything's fine. And you see the tomb of the going not so bad. They don't hate us so much, as we said, because it goes together. We go down. There's not so much kedusha, so there's not so much tumah either. So they don't hate us so much. We get along. It's very nice, isn't it? But this is exactly what happened in Germany, right? But then it gets to a point. It shouldn't happen again, but it gets to the point where Hashem says, now it's getting too far. Now, if the Jew doesn't make Kiddush, the Goy is going to have to make Abdallah. You have to put an end to this. And then Hashem has to put a stop. The Nesiv says this in the Ketz and the Haggadah, right? It explains, like we said in the Shir and the Haggadah, it says that, V'yisham dalavoseinu v'lanu, right? That this is what stood by us and our forefathers. Shalo echad bilvad amal aleinu l'chaloseinu. Right? They're not only one, but the whole dover door amdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. Every day, every generation, they want to wipe us out. So they ask, that's what stood by us? Right? Vihi, this is what sha'amda l'chaloseinu v'lanu. Rat shabach, shalo echad bilvad amal aleinu l'chaloseinu. That's what stood by us? That they always want to wipe us out? So he says, yeah, that's this idea. In other words, he says, we see in history, there comes a time when we get too close, we get our level goes so down, so low, that they're going to get very chummy, because there's not so much kedusha, not so much doom, like we said. And then Hashem has to bring the breaker switch, but that's what saves us. If Hashem wouldn't bring the switch and stop it, and have the goyim hate us and separate us against our will, then it would be the end of the Jewish people, Chas v'shalom. So that's the Yisham Dolor HaTzeinu, Shalom HaKan Bevad, Amal Lenu HaKalosi. So it comes out that we end up in a little bit of a catch-22 situation. If we raise ourselves up and could Kodesh or whatever and become, real Kodesh, so then what? We have the Goyim hate us because of the Kedusha Tumah. And if we say, okay, and we intermarry and become like the Goyim, then the Goyim hate us because we're not doing Kiddush, Goyim makes Abdallah, that's the breaker switch. So catch-22. The more Kedusha, the more Tumah. If we have no Kedusha, there's Tumah. There's no way out. What's the out? There's only one way out, Mashiach. Hashem, we should see the coming of the Mashiach and end of all our tzaras, end of the hatred, end in intermarriage, and we should be able to be Kodesh and live a life of Kedusha without having the tumah of the Goyim interfering with us, which we can only hope to see, as we said, when the Mashiach comes to Karbi Amen.